Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bud Belanich is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bud is a new friend. He is the common sense guy and the author of a number of books, including 42 Rules to Jumpstart Your Professional Success and the new book, Success Tweets, 140 bits of common sense about your career in 140 characters or less. Bud Belanich, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
Good to have you here. So you've been assimilated. You've become a twit, haven't you, Bud? You've been roped into the Twitter world, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been, and actually, I like it. You know, it's very interesting. Twitter lets you use 140 characters. And I'm always reminded of a story about Mark Twain where an editor said to him, "Can you send me 200 words by next Friday?" And he wrote back and he said, telegrammed back and he said, "Nah, I can't do that. I can give you 2,000 words by next Friday, but 200 will take me a couple weeks."
Yeah.
So it's a little harder than it seems trying to reduce your thoughts to 140 characters,
right.
But it was a great exercise.
Well, and of course the idea here is to get to the essence of success. If you got to get down to 140 characters as you've done here in your book, you've gotten to the essence of what it takes to be successful, because you don't have room for the extra stuff, do you?
No, you don't. And I hope that I've been able to get it down very clearly and succinctly. But that's me. I'm a real essence kind of guy. I grew up in western Pennsylvania in the steel country, and you kind of learn to kind of cut through all the BS and get to the important stuff.
Well, one of the things I like as you start the book out with this, and that is something that Shakespeare said. Falstaff said to Polonius in Hamlet, he said, "This above all to thine own self be true." And you talk about that in the very first success tweet, which is to be clear to yourself about what success means to you.
You're absolutely right, and I love that from Shakespeare, because you do have to be true to yourself, and I think that one of the most important things, if you're going to become a small business owner, and I've been in business now for 25 years, and so I know how tough it is to be a small business owner, is that you have to be really clear on what you want out of your business and how you're going to define success in your business, because that's the foundation of it all. If you start with that and you know what you want and you know where you're going, you're going to be you have a great foundation to become successful.
Well, and if you don't have that truth-telling talk to yourself, if you don't have that talk with yourself, that understanding with yourself that you know why you're doing this and why it's important to you, when it all turns to mush, when it looks like you're not going to make it the next hour, if you don't have that inside of you, that you've already had that talk, you already have that understanding with yourself, then you're not going to be able to make it.
No, you're so absolutely right about that. You know, what I talk about in all these books is that the first thing you have to do is get clear, what we've just been talking about. You have to get committed, you have to get confident, and you have to get competent in a lot of skills. And what you're just talking about here is this whole notion of commitment, the idea of taking personal responsibility for yourself. Because you know as well as I do, as you go through life, things are going to happen. And some of these things are good, some of these things are bad, and it can be really tough. But I think the important thing that you have to do, if you have that clear idea of what you're trying to do, is that you can stay in charge and you can bounce back when life knocks you down or things come back at your heart. And, you know, like, for example, tweet 21, I say, hey, you're in charge. Commit to taking personal responsibility for creating the successful life and career you want and deserve. And you have to do that, because if you don't, you're going to have a very difficult time of it. It's easy to blame other people.
There you go.
For things that go bad, but you have to be able to take responsibility for yourself.
One of the best things that happened to me, Bud, in my early part of my career was to be a member of the U.S. Army as an officer. And one of the things they teach you as an officer is this, and that's that you're responsible for everything your unit does or fails to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's drilled into you, that kind of understanding, but you don't have to join the Army to understand that. You can read Bud's tweet and get that, right? But I mean, that's the essence of it. If it's your business, and see, this is the thing to me, Bud. This is what makes me come back every day, and for the last 25 years almost. And that is, if it's regardless of whether it's an opportunity or a challenge today, it still belongs to me.
That's absolutely right, Jim. You couldn't have said it better. I mean, I always tell people, look, you have to choose to, and the operative word here is choose. Choose to respond positively to negative people and negative events.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a big client that you thought you were going to have, and that's happened to me on occasion through no fault of my own.
All of us. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, okay, what can I learn from this, and how am I going to find two more to replace the one I lost?
Right, right, exactly. You also talk about goals in here. Number 23 is
mm-hmm.
about goals. Give us a little bit on goals.
Well, I think that goals are incredibly important, because that goes to commitment. Because once you're clear on what you want out of your life, once you're clear on what you want out of your business, you have to start to set some goals. And when you set goals, what you do is you're making a promise to yourself, and it's a dream. I always talk about goals being a dream with a deadline. So in other words, if you decide that you're going to set a revenue target for the year, set a goal. You have a place in mind where you're going, and that's going to be able to help you move toward that, and then you can stop and take stock of where you are. We just passed September 23rd, and you know September 23rd means that there's 100 days left in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to September 23rd, it's a very good time to sit back and take a look at your goals and say, hey, how am I doing against these goals, and what am I going to do to ramp things up to make sure that I meet them for this year? It's absolutely critical to set goals, and that's all part of commitment, because when you commit to a goal, you're committing to yourself and you're committing to your business.
I read years ago, I read somewhere that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, and that helped me to stay focused. Give us a website, Bud, where we can find you online.
Well, you can find me at budbilanich.com, BUDBILANICH.com.
Check it out. The books are available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.